USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden visited Surfside, Florida, site of the collapsed condominium tower. He met with local and state officials before thanking first responders working on search and rescue operations at the site and meeting with the families of those still unaccounted for in the collapse. Speaking to reporters, Biden laid out the ways the federal government was assisting.
That's why we decided to cover, for example, 100% of the search and rescue cost for the first 30 days. Not done often, but necessary here, in my view. And FEMA is going to provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for the survivors. State Department is expediting visas for family members from other countries, and there are from Latin America, South America, Europe, Israel.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
Relief organizations report that food shortages have been exacerbated by the global coronavirus pandemic, impacting more than 41 million people. John Clemens has more.
David Beasley of the World Food Program appealed for help at the G20 summit meeting in Italy.
We thought COVID would be in our rearview mirror by the end of 2020, only to see it recycle. Delta and other variants taking place, devastating particularly and especially low-income and developing nations around the world.
Famine-like conditions already exist in Ethiopia, Madagascar, South Sudan, and in Yemen. It's been estimated $6 billion will be needed to help those who are on the verge of starvation in 43 countries. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg is free on bail after pleading not guilty to charges relating to an alleged scheme to dodge taxes on compensation. Former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy tells Fox News that the charges appear politically motivated, as they stem from something commonly done in American companies.
If they subjected every corporation in America to this, you'd have a lot of Alan Weisselbergs, I suspect. Of course, they don't do that, and that's what I think is going to be the upshot of all this, that it obviously smacks of a politicized selective prosecution. And that's not my inference. You're dealing with prosecutors, Letitia James in particular, the New York State Attorney General, who's part of this prosecution team, who basically campaigned that she would do whatever she could to get Trump within the bounds of her legal authority to bring charges. So, you know, I think it's clearly politicized. It's a puny case. It would be in federal court. The Southern District of New York federal prosecutors, if there was an attractive case to be made on Trump, this case would not be in New York State court. It would be in federal court.
And the S&P 500 closed at a record high for the sixth straight session, rising 0.5% to close over 4,300 points for the first time. The Dow Jones added 131 points on the day, while the Nasdaq rose a little more than 0.1%. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.